This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses. 101.3 KDWB.
Somebody sent a text message last week, and they said, I love War of the Roses, but the most awkward part is when they say, what's the note? Like, I love you, or can't wait to see you, whatever. And then I have to jump in and awkwardly explain that it's not their cable company, it's not their bank.
Yeah.
It's not their local insurance company. It's KDWB.
I feel bad for you every time. What I do is I leave the room, and then I don't have to be here for it. Then I come back in.
I appreciate the support. That's what they said. They said it's so awkward. They have to turn that part down because it's so awkward. So I have a solution.
Okay.
Instead of me explaining what's really going on, I'm going to play this sound. It's a hockey horn.
I get that. Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean anything to anybody, but at that point, it will definitely alert the victim that something weird is going on.
Okay.
And after they hear a hockey horn, it can't get any more awkward or bizarre than that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
And like, you're still going to have to tell them what's going on,
though.
Yeah,
I know.
But you don't get out of that.
No, I know that, but it'll be easier after they hear a hockey horn, because how much more weird can it get?
That's true.
Okay. Clark, thanks for being patient with us. I know that you don't really care about all that stuff. You're more concerned about your girlfriend, Bailey, and that she's cheating with her ex-boyfriend named Cody, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning, guys. So let me kind of set up the scenario here. So we were at a club. By the way, can I tell you what club it was?
No,
I don't think
you
it's
didn't.
Necessary.
Yeah, I don't want them mad at me. Yeah, they might advertise with this. I don't know.
Okay, cool. So, you know, we were at a club. We've been dating for about 5 months or so. And so there's a guy at the club who she's hooked up with before. And I know it because I know who this guy is.
And that's Cody. That's the Cody you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's this guy Cody, and I know. And the thing is, she was with him when we started hooking up, so I know there was something there. So she said that she would stop seeing him, and we kind of moved on, and which was nice. And so that was it. She promised, you know, she would kind of never see him again. So we're at the club having a good time, and Cody's there. Now this guy Cody keeps making efforts to kind of come over to where we are, keeps looking at her, giving her the side eye.
Mm.
So I knew something could be up here. So, you know, we're doing our thing, having a good time, drinks are flowing. And then, you know, she disappears for a little bit. Now, I didn't think anything of it. She easily could have went to the bathroom or went outside, whatever. She was gone for about 10, 15 minutes. And she gets back, and I asked her, hey, you know, hey, where'd you go? She goes, I was in the bathroom. Okay. Yeah, I don't think anything of it. So we go back to dancing. And, you know, when you're at a club, there's the black lights, and it's dark, but you can see stuff. You know what I mean? With the black lights around. And there was some sort of smeared substance on her shirt. Now, I didn't really get too much into it, but the thing was, it wasn't there 15 minutes ago. So I asked her, hey, what happened to your shirt? And she was wearing this, like, blue tank top type shirt. She says, I don't know. Someone must have, you know, bumped into me or spilled a drink on me. I go, no, there's a difference between someone dropping a drink on you and then some smudge on your shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now that totally makes sense. Yeah. Because if you watch enough Dateline, there's like the splatter evidence. And so when you club somebody over the head with like a flashlight, for example, it'll splatter.
Dave,
and they'll create a splatter pattern.
Are you having a flashback here?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing. Have you ever heard my story, Clark? I don't know how long you listen to the show, but I had a story like this that happened with my ex. It was not in a club. It was in a Blockbuster Video, of all places. But I knew right away what it was. Can I ask you one very telling thing? When I knew that she was guilty for me, Clark, was when I called her on it. I'm like, what's that? And she looked at it, and she got panicky, like, I'm sure my daughter drooled on me or something like that. I'm like, no, that's it. So what was her reaction when you pointed it out? Was it surprise and shock? Or was it like, oh, God, I don't know.
First she kind of hesitated. She acted like she couldn't hear me when I asked her twice.
Oh, that old trick.
Loud club music.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So she used that for an excuse.
Huh?
And then you can easily tell she tried to rub it off because it was just smeared all over her shirt.
Okay,
you know,
so
black light, the lighting was just perfect, and it was just, you know what it was.
It didn't look like a splash, like a drink, because that's legit. If somebody walked by and splashed a, you know, like drink or whatever, that would make, I don't know if an alcohol would show up, but I bet a white Russian would. I'm trying to think about this analytically, Fallon. So
yeah,
a white Russian might show
up. A creamy drink?
Exactly.
Like a buttery nipple.
Thank you, Fallon. Yeah. And so then she apparently took a paper towel in the bathroom and tried to wipe it off.
Yes.
And really just ended up rubbing it around in there. So you don't believe that that is a drink spilled on her shirt, but you don't know. She could be telling the truth.
Look, I wasn't born yesterday, and it sounds like, you know, you've been in a similar situation. I think that it's clear that this was not a drink.
Well, and it does seem bad because the one guy you know she was messing around with in the beginning of your relationship happened to be there also. Like, it seems like there's no way that's a coincidence. So I get where you're coming from.
That definitely did not make me feel good, knowing that he was there and then she disappears, knowing that he was giving her the side eye, giving her the look the entire night, and knowing that he was with her when she met me. So, you know, all these things come into play.
What about the sneaking to the bathroom? I mean, what is this club's layout? I mean, I would think it'd be awkward and weird to sneak into the bathroom anywhere, even though I did see somebody do it at a sushi place one time because I was waiting outside in the hallway. No, it's true. I didn't see him go in. I saw him come out.
Oh, I think you did.
So what's the setup?
So the setup of this club was, it's long, it's a narrow hallway, but it's unisex bathrooms. So easily couples can slide into these bathrooms without anyone kind of thinking anything of it, right? So it's easily, you kind of just kind of disappear in the bathrooms. There's more than one. There's probably about four or five of these unisex stalls. And I've seen it before where people go in there and then come right out without even thinking twice. So I've seen it. I've actually seen it happen.
Oh, at this club. Oh, interesting. Okay. God, I want to know the name of this club. But that'd probably be a really bad thing to get out there, that people are hooking up in their bathrooms at this club.
Okay.
Or
to be
a good
fair,
thing.
To be fair, I bet most clubs have had that happen.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, even Steve mentioned making out at a club that we know about in, like, the bathroom.
Okay. We'll find out what happens in a second, because we're going to call her. We'll call Bailey. We'll give her the whole ploy of, like, hey, we're calling from your bank or your cable company, and take this survey, and we're going to send you out to, a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't send roses when we do War of the Roses on a woman, but we're going to send her out to dinner. Well, who do you want to take to dinner with you? And then hopefully she'll say you, Clark, because you've been dating for 5 months, and you're the boyfriend, so that makes sense. But the other guy's name is Cody, so listen for the name Cody.
Okay.
And if that name comes up, it's not going to go well. At that point, you'll hear this sound, and I'll blow the hockey horn, because I just want to break up the monotony of doing it the same way every week.
I appreciate that.
Okay. We'll blow the hockey horn coming up in a second. What do you think is going to happen? And what do you think is somebody who comes out of the club with, I don't know, something on their shirt? What do you think of somebody who's hooking up in the club in the bathroom?
Bathrooms have lotion and stuff, too. Like, if it's a club bathroom, a lot of the time they'll have, like, that little area of, like, lotions and mints and stuff.
Yeah, right. But then you would say, oh, my God, I accidentally got lotion on my shirt in the bathroom.
You're right.
All right. So, and have you ever hooked up in a club? Or have you seen other people? Anything you want to comment on, text it to us to KDWB1-53921. We'd love to talk to you also at 651-989-KDWB. Checking text messages and phone calls here for War of the Roses on KDWB. Before we make that phone call, I do have to alert you tomorrow morning at 7:30. Web girl Tina offered up casually she can eat 5 Big Macs in 1 hour. 5 Big Macs in 1 hour.
I think she can do it. I think she's going to really slow on the second half of the third one. She's going to really feel it on 4. 5 will be easy. It's 4 that's going to be rough.
She's been kind of fasting, getting prepared for this. And so tomorrow morning, 7:30, usually you don't hear about a 26-year-old or 28-year-old web girl saying, I can eat 5 Big Macs, and then willing to do it. She's willing to do it. She's doing it tomorrow. So shout out to McDonald's tomorrow for bringing in fresh ones. They're getting up early over at McDonald's to bring it in fresh, because she said, I'm not going to eat ones that have been in the freezer or the refrigerator all night.
All right.
I get it. War of the Roses. What's happening? What do we see, Fallon?
Well, first of all, I can't read 72% of these because of the aggressive things they wrote in the text. But here's an example.
Okay.
I worked as a shot girl in a club in Fargo for a few years, and every weekend we would catch people hooking up. Someone else said, I was a bartender for 7 years. People will always find a way to hook up. You wouldn't believe the stories I have.
Really?
Because
they were at a club, and they're dancing. She disappears for a little while. She comes back 10 minutes later. He's like, where are you? Well, I was in the bathroom. Well, she's got splotches all over her shirt that look like they've been trying to wipe away with like a paper towel. Yeah. So he's making assumptions. She's like, oh, somebody spilled a drink on me. He's like, those aren't splatters. Those are wiped away splotches.
Well, and the guy she was seeing when they met happened to be there also. So that's
important, too.
This is, I was a bartender for 7 years. People, oh, sorry, not that one. She's cheating. I've hooked up in the bathroom at a few clubs. It's easy. You don't have to go home with that person.
Wow. Okay. Jacob from Maple Grove. Who is he going to send? Who is she going to send the have the dinner with? Who is she going to choose on War of the Roses, Jacob?
Most likely the ex.
Why do you think so?
Why? I mean, if she has the audacity to hook up with her ex in the club while her friend's there, come on.
I mean, that makes sense, but at the same time, maybe he's just a hookup in the club, not even worthy of bringing home. So would she want to go have dinner with this guy? We'll find out in a little bit. Augusta from North Branch, what do you think's going on War of the Roses?
I'm pretty sure that she's cheating. She's with that Cody dude. I work for security and at a club in Minneapolis,
yeah.
And I've seen it multiple times. Girls just come out of that bathroom, and it's all messed up hair.
So do you enforce it? Do you, like, is there any, let's say you're at the club, you're Friday night, you see somebody come out of the men's room, a girl come out of the men's room, adjusting her pants. I mean, or you see somebody go in. Do you go in and bust them when you see that?
Good question.
I have busted a couple of people. One of the times where it was the most, her hair was messed up. She was trying to fix her dress and everything. I caught her coming out, and I pulled her aside. I'm like, what is going on? And she plain out said it.
So wait, you don't, but really quickly, you don't call the cops or anything?
No, that's the thing. We tell them, okay, don't do it again, but if we catch you, we kick you out.
You'll kick you out of the club, so, yeah. Okay. Augusta, thank you. Let's make the phone call on War of the Roses on KDWB.
You did a great job. The feedback was awesome, so we really want to thank you for taking the time, Bailey. We're going to get you the dinner, like we promised. It'll be for you and a guest. It's a very nice restaurant. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's downtown.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yep. It's a favorite. Okay. So we'll set the table up, and what we do is we leave a place card with your name and, of course, your guest. So we have your name, so that part's easy. We'd love to grab the name of your guest.
Okay. And I can go any day, right?
Yeah, we can basically just let us know what date is best for you.
Okay, cool. Can we put down Cody?
I can.
Okay.
Do you want to attach a card? We can leave a little note for him for his arrival, if you'd like.
Sorry to make you do this, but can you just put down, I can't wait for dessert?
Yes. They have great desserts there, but I get what you're saying.
Hello?
I knew it wouldn't really go over very well, but there's no smooth way to get through this part of War of the Roses, so I thought I'd blow a hockey horn.
It was surprising.
Let me try to explain what's going on, Bailey, because this is the hard part. Every week when we do this here on KDWB, I have to explain what's really going on. It's not really your cable company. And it's not really a survey, and there really is no dinner, and you're not really going to... we are testing you, and this is the Dave Ryan Show on the radio over at KDWB. We're testing you to see who you would want to go to dinner with. Blow the horn again. She still doesn't get it. So the reason we were put up to this is because your boyfriend, Clark, called us and said, I think that Bailey hooked up with Cody at the club. Remember the other night when you came out of the bathroom and you had something all over your shirt? Remember that?
Yeah, someone spilled a drink on me. We've talked about this.
Clark didn't believe that. Here's the interesting thing. He just heard you. He's listening right now. He just heard you say that you want to go to dinner with Cody and not with Clark. Clark.
Bailey, I mean, you are an A1 skank. Let's be honest. You lied to me.
I haven't lied to you. I'm not lying to you. I just wanted... I just wanted to hang out with a friend. You know that we're just friends.
I know. Like, come on. I wasn't born yesterday. Like, when you disappeared, we were at the club, you disappeared. You were with him. You were with Cody in the bathroom. So I was right. That was a substance on your shirt. I was right.
Honestly, like, if you can't let this go, like, I don't know. I've already explained that it was just a drink, and you just don't trust me. That's it.
Of course I don't trust you. You, like, this is... you were with him when we started hooking up, and you promised me that you would never see him again. This was not a thing. And then...
Look, I can't help it. I can't help it that you're insecure about my past relationship. I said I'm sorry. I've already apologized for that. And if you can't get past this, like, I'm tired of you bringing this up. Like, this is bullshit that you're putting me on the air because of your own insecurities. Like, I don't understand. If you're this upset about it, why can't you just... and talk to me about it.
Why are you bringing him to dinner? Why would you not bring me?
Get off my... You know what? At least I didn't...
Okay, you know
okay,
what? I've heard...
You need to, like, yeah.
I've heard enough out of the both of you.
I think we're good.
I don't know that I've ever heard a woman say, get off my blank. I think I've heard, like... I think I say that to Steve once in a while.
Well, get off my blank. Time. Like, Dave.
Yeah, get off my...
Well, that's an actual request, though.
Yes, then, sure. I like a good spot.
Then she says, well, blank, blank, blank. Now, I had to bleep, obviously, what she said at the end. But if you want to see the rebus of what she said at the end, Steve put together a delightful rebus, so you can check that out.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. Where is it?
I kind of guess what she said, but I'm going to check out. Steve said there's one word that was really hard to do on the rebus.
Yeah, I know. I know. Which one? Where is it, Steve?
It's on DaveRyanShow.com. The fourth word is hard.
What did Bailey say during War of the Roses rebus? Now, I'm going to look at this right now. Okay, it looks like a dog.
Mm.
Is that a rabbit?
I think it's a cat because it says minus C.
And then it looks like a buffet table. Is that a buffet table?
Guys.
Dinner table?
It's a big.
That is the worst
family
looking.
Family table?
Okay, I get the last
one.
It's
a big. That one's
wow,
okay, that's a cat.
Yeah,
cat?
Yeah. Cat, and then it's
feast.
A.
It's a feast.
Thank you, Dave.
Feast.
The fourth one, I agree. This is the toughest one, and because I didn't know how to do it.
I'm going to tell you this one. If you get words 1, 2, 3...
And 5,
you'll figure out word number 4.
Guess what 4 is, though?
Well, we know what it is.
I know what it is.
I know, but guess what I'm drawing, like, what the drawing is.
It looks like an IV patient.
Looks
no.
Like they're playing hangman?
They're bid.
What? Oh, they're bidding?
Oh, he's holding up a bidding
at an
pit.
Auction?
It was hard, guys. I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Go find it. I'll tweet it out right now. If you follow me on Twitter, Dave Ryan, KDWB, you'll get a rebus. That's a picture puzzle of what the woman said on War of the Roses right after she said, get off my blank. Wow. Okay, switching gears completely. Speaking of hockey horn, some people like the hockey horn. Maybe we'll make it a staple of the War of the Roses.
I don't know
on.
About that, but I will say that they did receive good feedback.
Of the hockey horn.
Truly.
So I don't know what to do when I jump in and I say, hey, by the way, it's not your phone company. It's the Dave Ryan Show. There's confusion. They don't get us. I figured you just make it worse by blowing a hockey horn.